Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies bring you... Sweet Sparkies bring you Terry and the Pirates.
Put your hands in the air, said the man. And suddenly Pat and Terry were face to face with the killer. Oh, they knew that Cuffney had killed two men aboard the yacht Ventura. They knew all that. But they hardly expected Cuffney to threaten them here in this Hotel Imperial in Hong Kong. But there they were, and they slowly raised their arms. And in just a moment, we'll raise the curtain on this final chapter in a thrilling mystery. So stand by.
Oh, here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang. Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies, the wheat that shot from guns. Family's favorite breakfast, the wheat that shot from guns. Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies have vitamins, do tell. The easy step to extra pep, and boy, the taste is swell. Comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang.
Hello, gang. You ready to sharpen your wits? Then here goes. Answer this riddle. If your uncle's sister is not your aunt, then what relation is she to you? You got it? Why, she's your mother, of course. Are you listening, Ma? Well, now, gang, here's a suggestion for Mother. If your family is missing out on Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies at breakfast time, here's what you do. Tip her off. Tell Mother your grocer has a real treat in store for you. Right in those big red and blue packages with the famous Quaker man on the front. Yes, sir, inside are those giant breakfast grains of sun-ripened wheat shot from guns. Plump, delicious kingpin kernels exploded 8 times normal size. Shot through with bang-up nut-like flavor. And so tender crisp, they melt in your mouth. All you do is pour them from the package, add milk and sugar, and you're all set for a treat that's a standout. Delicious topped with fruit, too, and good for you. For Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies furnish good proteins, food energy, and iron to help you keep active through morning hours. So don't miss out any longer. See that Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies are on Mother's shopping list tomorrow. Then enjoy this flavorful treat real often. Gang, there's an idea that's S-M-A-R-T.
Put your hands up, Mr. Ryan. And you too, young man.
Say... What is this?
Don't talk. I'm sorry to have to do this, but time is short. You see, I found that microphone hidden in the wastebasket, the wires leading out the window. Oh, don't worry, I've cut them. Yes, so nobody can listen this time. You've been rather clever, Mr. Ryan, but as you see, cleverness doesn't always pay off.
Yes, Pat Ryan and Terry have been clever. They knew this man, Cuffney, was a killer, but they wanted evidence. So they rigged up a portable recording machine in a hotel room and waited.
On the floor below, Conrad Sainsbury had a suite of rooms for himself, his secretary Cuffney, and his wife. And this woman, Mrs. Sainsbury, had secretly offered to help us trap Cuffney. Well, he came to her room and she tricked him into boasting of his crime, yes, and the reason why he did the killings.
All that Cuffney said was recorded. But after our friends listened to the record, it was Hotshot Charlie who said...
Hey, suppose Cuffney decides he's made a mistake in talking so much to Mrs. Sainsbury. What's to prevent him from going back to her room and putting her out of the way? She ought to be warned to keep her door locked.
So Pat and Terry went to room 301, arriving just in time, too, for Susie Sainsbury was unconscious.
It was chloroform, but we got her chair over to the open window, and then Cuffney came in. At first, we didn't think he was wise to us, but all of a sudden, he got tough. And we realized that we should have nabbed him first instead of trying to be smart or clever and waiting for a big surprise payoff.
And don't ask
well,
me what
it was
I'm
too late
to do,
now,
Mr. Ryan.
Especially when the man had a gun.
That's a foolish question. If you were in my position, what would you do? You know too much, both of you. I can't afford to let you stand in my way any longer. You understand, of course?
I understand this, Cuffy.
You understand everything, Mr. Ryan. Who else would have hidden the microphone in that wastebasket? Who else would have enlisted the help of Madame Sainsbury? You were clever.
Well, if I am, then give me credit for just a bit more cleverness. Do you think you can get away with anything more?
I have to get away with whatever else I do. I'm a desperate man, Mr. Ryan. If you and your meddling fools hadn't come aboard the Ventura, all would have gone well enough. But you and your friends have upset my plans.
Well, using that gun on us won't help you.
Oh, yes. Yes, it will. We're not in the United States now. We're in China. I have connections in Hong Kong. Oh, I'll admit I've overplayed my hand, but I can still save myself.
The police, Allied intelligence.
Turn around. Face the wall, both of you. That door beside you. Open it.
What happened in the next few seconds, I shall never be quite sure of. Evidently, Mrs. Sainsbury, in the nearby chair, had recovered consciousness. She had kept her eyes closed, listening. And then, gathering all her strength, she sprung like a wild thing at Cuffy. I, Terry. At the same instant, Terry and I were bumping.
Get away, or I'll kill you.
I got him here. Let go. Claire,
smash everything in this house.
Vite,
monsieur.
Vite, monsieur.
No. Okay. Just get hold of yourself. You better make her sit down, Terry. It's all over.
Yeah, I got his gun.
You kill him? He's dead?
No, he's just gone to sleep. Here now. Now you sit down. Oh, you did all right.
Well, I guess that shot didn't hit anybody. Now, are you all right, Mr. Sainsbury?
Yeah, she's okay. Just a little hysterical, but it's all over.
Uh-huh.
Gee, I'm glad I... Hey, what happened all of a sudden?
Well, I don't know. Boy, I'd clean forgotten about Susie. I mean, Mrs. Sainsbury.
Yeah, I guess Cuffney did, too.
Yeah. Boy, oh, boy, this calls for a breathing spell.
Is he safe enough on the floor?
Yeah, I hit him with a swing that came from left field right on the button.
I'll say.
He'll hear the birdies for a long time. Now, are you sure you're all right, Mrs. Sainsbury?
Oui, I'm excited.
Oh, you're swell. Gee, I'm glad you upset good old Cuffney.
Hey, while we're getting our second wind, can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, we found you here. Apparently, Cuffney had slapped a towel of chloroform on your face.
Yeah, but you're okay now. You've snapped out of it, huh?
Mimi, I do not understand too much. What has happened to me? I am in this room. I have the back to the door. I feel somebody behind me. And before I can turn around...
Well, before you can move, he had you.
Oui, it is so. I am breathed something. It is so I remember nothing. It is like I am under me, eh?
Well, we don't need any more evidence against Cuffney. We've got that record, so just try and forget what he tried to do to you, Mrs. Sainsbury.
Me, monsieur, I do not forget. No, mais non, I do not forget. He has killed my brother. He has killed Dr. Vontaine. And he tried to kill me. He tried to kill you. He tried to kill Terry.
Yes, I know. I'm only trying to say that we have all the evidence we need against Cuffney. We have it upstairs in another room on a phonograph record. Gee, I'm sorry about what's just happened. It's my fault. I should have warned you not to admit anybody to your room.
But this, Monsieur Cuffney, he come in through my husband's room. You understand, I do not keep that door locked.
Yes, I know. Now, it's all over now. You're certain you feel all right, Mrs. Sainsbury?
Oui. In the head, I am dizzy. But as you say, she's crazy, that woman, thank you. He does not speak so well the English.
Yes.
Well, what are we going to do about Cuffney? I sure don't want to go through another few minutes with him.
We waited until Cuffney had recovered from his knockout. Then Terry took him up to room 431. Mrs. Sainsbury was exhausted, so after warning her not to tell anyone what had happened, I left her in her room and joined Terry. Hotshot Charlie and our new acquaintance, Representative Mossbunker, were there and certainly surprised when we told them what had happened.
Well, I say now, where does that leave me, gentlemen? I've agreed to cooperate, like, but it appears that there's nothing I can do. I'm sort of like a fish out of water, like.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that, Mr. Mossbunker. Now, we'll go over to the hearing tomorrow morning, and you'll take all the credit for catching Cuffney, just as we planned.
But you distort the facts, Mr. Ryan.
Now, look, will you let me handle this? All I ask you to do is to say that you thought up the idea of making a record of Cuffney's conversation with Mrs. Sainsbury. And in that way, you solved the two murders he committed aboard the yacht Ventura. Now, that's going to look awfully good in the papers back home. And what more could Representative Mossbunker want?
Well, of course, I want to help, Light.
You're up for re-election, Light?
Oh, to be sure, to be sure.
Then just do as I say, sir. Now, we want to keep out of the picture, especially out of the newspapers.
Well, Charlie and I have hog-tied Cuffney. He's fairly comfortable in the bathtub, but he says he has a bad heart condition.
Probably a trick to gain sympathy. You and Charlie better keep an eye on him.
I'm over here, Mr. Ryan. I can see him. He won't disappear down the drain.
Well, in that case, some of us better get some sleep. Tomorrow's going to be a big day. We'll wind up our little ball of yarn, and thank heaven we're through with Cuffney. Yes, and if I never see Conrad Sainsbury again, it'll be too soon.
But Pat was not to get his wish. Well, not all of it anyway, as you'll find out soon enough. However, at 10 o'clock in the morning, quite an impressive group of people were due at the office of the Hong Kong Port Intelligence Authority. This was for the preliminary investigation concerning the murders aboard the yacht Ventura.
Okay, gents, I'll go in and see if we're on time.
Oh, we're on time, Charlie, but go ahead in. We'll stay out here in the car with Cuffy.
Okay.
Better shut that motor off, Terry, will you?
Okay.
Now, we can see the entrance from here. I want to wait until the other people go in. If we're going to spring Cuffney on them, let's do it right, huh?
Oh, there goes Captain Regal of the Ventura. Yeah, and a couple of the crew.
Uh-huh. And that car across the way just pulling up. Yep. There's Sainsbury and his wife getting out.
Well, she looks none the worse for that trouble last night.
I hope she didn't tell her husband. She promised not to mention Cuffney or the chloroform.
They're going in. Well, Pat, get a good grip on Cuffney. He's not doing any more talking.
Yeah, he doesn't need to. He's said his piece. Won't be on any hit parade, but it's a record everybody should hear. Open the door, Mr. Mossbunker.
Eh? Oh, yes, the door. We're all going in, like, eh?
Yeah, this is the payoff. This is the end of the line for Mr. Cuffney.
Perhaps, gentlemen, but I promise you this. If I'm to hang, then I'll tell all I know about Conrad Sainsbury, and that's plenty.
I don't think you're going to get any time to talk, Mr. Cuffney. This is going to be one of those parties where people just sit around and listen to a phonograph record.
And you'll want to hear the record, too, at least part of it. For this record tells in Cuffney's own words just why he became a killer. But there's a lot more thrills just ahead, so stand by.
Quaker Puff with Sparky, the wee fat shot from gun. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang.
Gang, take it from me. Any way and every way, Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies hit the spot. No fooling. Whether you surround them with milk and sugar and your favorite fruit, or just bunch them right from the package after school, or warm them up for a jiffy in the oven, this famous wheat cereal has what it takes. Flavor, crunchiness, nourishment. All-round hit-the-spot eating pleasure. Yes, take it from me. You can't go wrong when you step up to your grocer and say, Mister, make mine Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies. Look for the famous Quaker man on each big red and blue package. That means it's the original, the one and only Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies.
Terry and the Pirates is dramatized for radio by Albert Barker, who says, remember this, although this means the end of Secretary Cuffney, there still remains another mystery, the mystery of the missing Dr. John Quill. It all links together, as you'll hear for yourself. Same time, same station. Terry and the Pirates is directed by Wiley Adams.
Terry and the Pirates.